do you think people tend to be overly wasteful at this time of year?
Yeah, so I think people kind of use the holidays as an excuse to really go over the top, do things that they normally wouldn't do throughout the year, and also make purchases that they wouldn't necessarily make otherwise. So for example, because of the social obligation that we have to buy certain people gifts, teachers, other people in our lives, distant relatives, you know, things like that, coworkers and all that. We just feel the obligation to buy something. It's not necessarily something thoughtful. It's not necessarily something that person needs. You're just going to go to the mall and you're going to spend however much money to get anything for this person. And it's not necessarily a good thing, because that money and that resource could have gone to something more productive that person could have used. So yeah, I do think definitely we kind of go over the top during this season, and it's not always justified.
Where do they end up? Like the back of cupboards and stuff like that?
Or just tossed, you know, they'll be like, oh, thanks. And then they know they're not going to use the item. They know that they have no place for it. So it just usually ends up in the garbage within just a couple months.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things are alarming to you?
About the holidays, I would say just the mass mindless consumption of goods. So for example, the food, that you can definitely do in a way that it's not so wasteful. We can just be more mindful of how we are going to go through the season, make a list and plan out everything you need to buy for the season, and you don't need to go over that, because anything over is really, it's just gonna end up in the garbage, or it's not gonna be appreciated.
And how do you think the pressure of Christmas and the holidays affect these bad decisions by people? I think that, you know, a lot of us feel this pressure to go over the top and to impress people. So how do you think that pressure affects us to make these decisions?
You know what, that's a huge driving force behind Christmas and the commercialization of Christmas, I would say, or the holiday season, depending on, you know, the holiday that you celebrate. There is a ton of pressure put on people. So, you know, for kids, for family members, you know, everyone's expecting a gift. But if we always are indulging those kind of pressures and giving into that, what we're going to do is we're going to just drive ourselves deeper into debt. Every year, so many thousands of Canadians go into so much debt just over Christmas. And for what? You know, it's one day, it passes, and then most of the stuff that you purchased, it just sits either in a closet or, you know, in a room and doesn't really get used. So definitely the pressure of, you know, purchasing gifts and participating in holiday, you know, parties and whatnot, it's fun and everything, but you have to think about, okay, what can I afford? What can I do to make this holiday season a little bit more easy on my pocket? So that's just something that each individual has to take into account.
I know that there is some really alarming statistics and things that go on in this time of year. So what, in your opinion, is the worst Christmas habit? You know, wrapping paper or cards?
Yeah.
Or
funny that you asked that, actually, because I was reading a statistic that was quite alarming. So 540,000 tons of wrapping waste ends up in Canadian landfills every year. So that's only Canadians. That's not taking into account the US, Europe, other parts of the world. So that to me was quite alarming. And if you really think about just how much wrapping paper and wrapping products that we use, it's basically something that hides what's inside. You tear it off the moment it's given to you, and then you throw it away right away. So it's literally the most wasteful part of a gift. So I really think some of the tips I'll be talking about, they might give you some good ideas to kind of combat that issue.
And actually, that leads me to my next question. So what kinds of tips do you have for people for them to be more environmentally friendly at this time of year? What can they do, and what can they learn from you and what your company is doing to help them?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started Earth Lover Co. to offer people a alternatives to disposable products. So we offer non-disposable versions of items that you use every day. And what we're about is just basically making small and easy changes in your everyday life that actually have quite significant environmental impacts when it's done collectively. So I've come up with a few tips. So one would be switch to non-paper and non-plastic wrapping items. So things like you can use cloth, you can use metal tins, even cloth bags have become quite popular. I've seen them in several stores, but you can make them yourself at home. I actually bought some pillowcases, Christmas-style pillowcases from the dollar store, and they have zippers, and they're beautiful, and I'm going to use them for years to come as gift wrapping. You know what I mean? Now, for people that you have to give gifts that you wouldn't necessarily be able to get that cloth bag back. So among family, like people that I have coming over to my house, I would use one of my reusable cloth bags. And obviously at the end of the wrapping, the gifting session, I can take those back and store them away for the next year. But if you're giving it to a teacher or, you know, a coworker or something like that, what I like to use actually is recycled brown paper. You can definitely wrap up gifts in that. And also, sometimes I get my kids to draw on the paper, and then it looks a little bit more decorative. And then a beautiful reusable ribbon bow, it's just fine. It's plenty. My second tip is make the holidays more about experiences instead of receiving gifts. So concentrating on spending time with your family and friends instead of hunting down gifts for everyone is much more productive than spending hours and hours on end in the mall. Most towns and cities have so many wonderful winter festivals, events, markets, shows, and activities, and some are even free and low cost. So those are definitely worth checking out. My third tip, so don't think that I'm a Grinch or anything and that I don't want you to give anybody gifts or to receive any gifts, but something that you can do that has a huge positive impact is to shop at your local shops, markets, and events. Find gifts because you'll find unique things that you can't find just anywhere else. And you'll be able to feel good about supporting a local business in your community. My fourth tip is actually an interesting one that I've heard a lot of families adopt. And that's for the children, they do four gift rule. So they gift one gift that they need, one gift that they want, one that they can wear, so a clothing item, and a book to read. And I really like that because it with kids, it's often very easy to get extravagant with the gifts. And that might not be very good for the future because every year you're going to end up having to top it, right? So I really like this rule for kids, actually, and I do implement that myself. And my fifth tip is just to reuse what you have year after year after year. So whether that's decorations, holiday, you know, lights, or home decor, just buy it one time, whether you want to splurge a little bit more and buy something really high quality that you know you're going to use over and over and over. Or, you know, I have some decorations from the dollar store that I've had for almost 10 years, and they still look great. You know, you pack them away in a box at the end of the season, you pull them out next year, and they're fine. You don't need to buy new decorations every single year. And just a little extra tidbit, honestly, just be mindful. Think about what you're buying. Where did it come from? Who made this? What is the true cost of producing this thing that I may give to someone or bring into my home? What is the environmental cost of this purchase? So, you know, if we just think about those things, then sometimes we're like, okay, maybe this particular product is not worth the money that I want to spend on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I think that whenever I've spent less money but put more thought into it, I feel like people just appreciate it so much and they don't even think about how much I spent on it. They just love what I gave them.
Sometimes the best gifts that I've ever received or ever given did not have a high monetary value to them. It was something that I knew this person needed in their life or would really appreciate because it was a thoughtful gift. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so as you can see from these five tips, it doesn't have to suck all of the joy and excitement to have a greener holiday season. You just have to be a little bit more conscientious of the environmental footprint that we make with our celebrations.
Awesome. So I guess my last question is, where can everybody go to find all these tips?
Well, right now we're actually doing 12 days of holiday tips on our Instagram. You can follow us at Earth Lover Co. And our website, earthloverco.com, is launching in January. You'll be able to actually submit your email and join our email list. And every month we will send you tips on how to be just greener. Also, Earth Lover Co. itself, what we do is we have zero waste products. So we actually have zero waste solid shampoo. We have stainless steel straws. We have metal double-edged safety razors and several other products that will help you transition into just being less wasteful.